our Kickstarter Spotlight, where we interview creators who are winning campaigns for their comic books, one-shots, collected editions, and anthologies. Indie titles and projects rely on the support of fans. Whether you're backing the campaign or just spreading the word of the Kickstarter across social media, it takes you to make these creators' dreams possible.
Hey everyone, Jason Bennett from Popcorn HQ. Welcome to another edition of Just Kicking It. It's our Kickstarter Spotlight, where we talk about projects that we want you to have on your radar and to check out by some really cool people making great things in the industry. Today, I am joined by actress, model, cosplayer, and comic book writer Dana Webb, along with her husband, cartoonist, comic book artist, the lead sketch monkey at Friday Night Sketches, and the creator of Ghostman. Together, they've co-created Little Zombie Squad. It's Garbage Pail Kids meets Night of the Living Dead. It's a wild, exciting story with plenty of sarcasm, tongue-in-cheek humor. And you definitely want to come check it out. And it launches on April 1st. So don't be a fool, I guess. Head over to Kickstarter. And welcome, Dana and Blair.
Hey! Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Hey, not much. Just, living the dream. Yeah. Hey, let's jump right into this. Some may know, some may not know. This project you've created, Little Zombie Squad, was originally ran at the end of last year as a Kickstarter campaign. And we were talking off screen, there are certain elements that didn't kind of mesh well. And so you're bringing this back in on April 1st as a new campaign and tweaking it a little bit, making it a little more, I don't know, what would you say, fan friendly, more zeroed in on, a little more
realistic, yeah. I guess.
Just the book, the whole book, nothing but the book.
okay, because I mean, definitely, because the look of it's, you know, it, and like with the garbage pail mention, you know, there's, you could definitely see this thing marketing and you know, different directions you can go with, like, you know, figures. And tell us how the story came about and you know, how it kind of rose and come to this story that you guys have that you're putting out.
So it was actually my idea 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had woken up one day and just thought to myself, and I think it was around the beginning of when Walking Dead had premiered, I think. And it was just one of those things where I loved zombies, but it became repetitive. So there was always people like trying to put an end to the zombie apocalypse and everything like that. I'm like, well, but what if babies tried putting an end to the zombie apocalypse? And then it just stemmed from there. And then I was just juggling different ideas. Like, how would these babies start attacking these zombies, or how did these zombies come to be, or whatever? And then, you know, finally back in 2016, when I met Blair, I approached him with the story when I was finally brazen enough to try to make it something. Because before then, I didn't really know any artists that were capable of producing such a thing.
In that kind of genre.
Yeah. And then I met Blair and I'm like, oh, he'd be perfect.
Yeah, Blair has a little experience in the undead realm.
So I approached him with it and I was like, hey, so I have a story that I would like you to draw up. How do you feel about it? And I pitched him the idea and he's like, I'm on board. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And Blair, how was that when you get that, you're
Well, so
you're newly together, and now you're not only like, you know, spending your lives together, but now you're also working together, just like that. I mean, that's more. I mean, you're not just taking on a regular relationship there. You're taking on, you know,
everything.
A partner in a project of like this.
Partner in crime.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what.
Well, I wanted my story drawn. So how better to get my story drawn than marry the artist?
Well, you know, you would save a lot of money, I'm sure.
That works. That's a good way to do it.
And I'm sure you probably can crack down on his. Hey, man, you know, it's been 3 weeks now. Can we
get this next thing done? What's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on? Can't pay.
Can't duck them phone calls.
Well, what's funny was, so when she pitched it, I will say this. So the first time she pitched it, I was like, yeah, I'm down. And I was like, but are these like, so I did have the questions about, obviously, about the babies. I'm like, are we going like Muppet babies? Are we going? But then she's like, think Baby Herman from Roger Rabbit. I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Okay. I totally Herman get that from the Roger image. Rabbit. Like, I saw like there was like in the upper corner, like kind of faded. Almost kind of like a little baby with a cigar up there. Was that?
Oh, the bubble pipe. Bubble pipe's great.
So, okay. So the baby up in the corner is our narrator. His name is Snaggletooth.
Okay.
And I told Blair that I wanted a narrator that was like Hugh Hefner.
Okay.
Hence the pipe, the smoke jacket. And,
yeah. But I'm an old school punk, so we gave him a mohawk.
Well, yeah. But I wanted him to be a punk, but like classy.
yeah, refined. You know,
but we wanted to make it so that when you read, like when you read him, you like hear Christopher Lee. Like you hear this old voice, but at the same time, he's like got a bubble pipe. He's got the smoker's coat from like the Playboy Mansion.
Distinguished and with a little touch of Johnny Rotten or something in there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Just a little bit of. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. But then the big thing was, okay, she had all this stuff and she brought it to me. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm down. Let's do it. Where's the script? Because, like I said, I've made tons of mistakes with Ghost Man. And one of the biggest ones is, and this is actually okay. Like, I know comic book artists way back, that's how they used to do it. We would do the art and then you kind of fill in the blanks. But I really wanted a script this time because I did it the other way before. It doesn't work as well. So
now, is this for to help you in the layout or?
Yes, layout. I want to make sure that I got it. So it's like if she's picturing in her mind, he's talking and sitting in a chair. I want that. Like, I'll draw it, but I want you to tell me that on paper so I know exactly what I'm drawing frame for frame.
Well, so I knew what I wanted it to look like in my head.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how to convey it into words. So right. I described to him what I wanted. I gave him a detailed image. He's like, okay, now that we have this image, what is the dialogue? And I'm just like,
yeah. I'm like, we're.
I didn't get that far.
I was like, you've got a great story. And you know how it is. Like, I mean, this would have, the story that she had would have been a great book. Like, you know, your illustrations or whatever. I could throw the illustrations together. I'm like, if you're creating a comic book, I want it all. I want the script. I want the dialogue. I want it all. And then hand that to me and I will go to town on it.
Right. You know, and it really sounds like you guys not only working together, you know, compliment each other, but you also kind of support and build each other up. And it sounds great for, you know, a collaboration for any project.
That's how it's got to be. Yeah, we're gross. We do matchy-matchy shirts and everything else.
No, hey, no, it's adorable. Okay.
Tell you the truth, even though he and I met in 2016, we didn't actually get together until what, 2019?
2019.
Just before COVID and all that.
Yeah.
And then two kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's collateral damage from the pandemic, right?
Sure. Hey, I mean, we were bored. My eternal clock was kicking, ticking. Yeah. So
there wasn't a lot to do. So we just created comic books and kids.
Well,
I mean,
that's kind of, you know, really the dream for anyone, really. I mean,
right.
So I guess you could quite literally say we're living the dream, right?
Right. Well, I feel like doing like some of my best work, though. I'll tell you what. I mean, I didn't mind COVID because of the fact that it was like, you know, everybody was going, everything was happening. I was like, okay, cool. I can sit at my artboard all day. Hell yes.
Right. Well, and that was the thing with COVID too. It put comic creators and industry professionals to really stop and think, okay, what do I do? And those that just didn't do anything or just like, oh, I guess I can't make comics anymore. Or you had the people that said, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to continue on, not let this stop me, keep producing. You know, you saw the boom in Kickstarter and other crowdfunding platforms. One thing with this, even though we're saying there are these little tykes, it's not an all ages book. I mean, well, at least.
Oh, not at all.
You know, I mean.
No, not at all.
It's not. It is more directed towards a more
mature audience,
I guess you could say. Yeah. Is that fair? Is that about?
Yeah. I mean, there's no nudity or anything like that, but there is gore and there is cursing. Lots of cursing.
And is adult humor kind of, you know.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, there's adult humor in it. And she's already writing the next one, and she's sitting there telling me about it. I'm like, oh, boy.
So, yeah, I already have the idea for the second one.
It's great. Just so you know. I'm looking forward to drawing it.
Hint, hint, kaiju.
There's going to be a kaiju
in it. Oh, so it's boy.
We're just going to go as zany as possible. Think just off the wall. Because already it's off the wall.
Oh, love it.
Well, so, like, I knew this story was going to be schlocky. Like, I knew it from the very start. So I said, if it's going to be schlocky, let's go, like, full-on schlock.
Yeah.
So you couldn't just have these cute, adorable, itsy-bitsy babies, you know, ooing and gooing and whatever. I'm like, no. They have to be foul-mouthed.
Full of personality.
Like, yeah. Like...
Yeah.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah, we got like our Batman anti-hero character. We got our nut that's like Animal from the Muppets. We got you know, the one that holds it all together. It's just kind of like I'd say like a Harley Quinn meets I don't know what you would call her, but yeah, I mean, just the personalities are all there, and that's what we really wanted to achieve.
And I wanted to spoof a whole lot of other.
Oh yeah, all the different spoofs. If you catch them all, that's awesome. But we dived into like, so we spoof it very lightly, you know, just like
a subtle nod.
You caught it. There's references to Lost Boys. There's references to all the stuff that we're into.
and that's always fun for people too to look and try to catch that stuff too. Hey, how big is this book? I didn't see anything in the past campaign. Oh, no, I mean, is this considered a graphic novel? Is it a single issue?
It's a single issue. So it's one of three. This is going to be just part one.
And
Well, right now we're going with one of three because one of three is pretty standard. So we threw out this, the first issue. It's 24 pages. I actually have all the black and white sketches. If you want me to pull them up, I could actually send that, or I could send you a little PDF teaser.
Yeah. The teaser would be fine.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'll send that all to you. So you have it.
Awesome.
But, it'll be great. I think the second book might be a little bit bigger than 24, and then we'll go into the third book and see how big you want that one to be.
I don't know that it'll be bigger.
Oh, you want to just keep it 24?
I don't know. We'll see.
But the next book, good pages increase because of, you know, maybe Kickstarter backers names in there. There's a page.
Yeah.
I would love
to do some stuff. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why. So with being the first Kickstarter that she's ever launched, we were trying to do like secret gift things. So that hurt us. And I'll admit it, you know, like we were like, oh, we were looking into holofoil this and holofoil that and crazy, crazy pictures. And we're going to make toys and we're going to send them all to people and they won't even know about it. Problem is, if you don't tell people about it, then we can't raise the money for it.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah, so that kind of hurts. No, but that's okay.
There does seem to be, you know, an appeal for, like, on a merchandise level. It definitely something could seriously spawn out of that. And definitely, I'm sure, based on the success and people's interest in
the first book. We wanted to make
Yeah! Hey, on this go-around, I noticed that initially it said the funds for your funding goal, your target, was going to be used to pay for the letter and then printing and fulfillment. Is that still the case, or is...
Yes.
Well, no, because our letter was paid.
We paid out of pocket because of the fact that we didn't get funded.
Yeah. So now we just really want to get the book done. So we're just dumping it all into printing. And
so that's good for the backers to know that this book is done. It's ready.
It's ready to run.
You know, once it meets its funding goal, it's going off to the printer. So that's definitely appealing for especially new backers to the campaign.
Oh yeah, you're definitely getting a book. We do want to get some sketch covers, so you'll get a little drawing from me if you want to do both books. Obviously, you can get the 11/17 print, so we can get that going for you. So obviously, if you support all, you get all three, 1, 2, 3. The big package or whatever of those. And then, yeah, I mean, now, that's really the case right now, I think.
I was also thinking...
the stretch goals.
Well, so I follow a YouTuber, and every now and then she does this, it's called Makeship. And so I collect tarantulas, and the YouTuber has a whole... plethora of tarantulas, and she'll make stuffies of our different tarantulas, right?
Okay.
So I was thinking, what if I went on there and did like stuffies of the characters as stretch goals? So maybe not do the Smurf route, but maybe do like the stuffy route, because I know people go gaga for stuffies, and at least the stuffies can be targeted at kids and whatnot.
So, here's a spell, not stuffy. Don't ask about it. Don't ask about where it came from. It's cute. Cuddle.
Why? Kids love Deadpool?
Hey. Oh, I'm not saying they don't.
It'd be a good package deal.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of stretch goals we keep throwing at the board and saying, let's see, maybe that'll stick.
I just would love to see, because it does have that have such big potential for marketing.
Merchandising.
Yeah.
Zombie Squad the Flamethrower.
trading cards, you know. You can have trading cards done in an homage style to Garbage Pail Kids cards. But use their real names and some funny thing.
The only problem with trading cards is there's not enough characters for the trading cards. It's just basically our three characters and then zombies. So
a whole pack of generic ones, just the same picture over and over again.
Oh, I apologize. Our four characters, like including.
Like the old school, was it wax packs? Where you just threw out half the damn pack, and you're like, "I got the card I wanted."
I got Zombie 6 from page 3. trade him with your friends. Closing and wrapping this up, the campaign launches April 1st. Is there anything? I know you guys go out. You're out and about a lot. I know, Blair, you go to a lot of sketch events. And do you guys have any conventions or events or something that you'll be doing over the course of April during the midst of this campaign?
So do we do this? Okay, so Maryland Toy Expo.
Shameless plug.
You're right, our shameless plug. Maryland Toy Expo is twice a year. We will always be there. We love those guys. I do the logo. I've designed a little PT robot for them. We're there on June 8th, and then we'll be there again, I believe, in November. Nice. So that's always you can constantly see us and catch us there. We
at Ocean City Comic Con in December.
Ocean City Comic Con in December. Nice. December.
And it's letterer. Actually that's run New by Jersey? Our letterer.
That's New Jersey?
No, Ocean City, Maryland.
Maryland. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Jersey. Who goes to Jersey?
I used to get hockey equipment from Ocean Supply Hockey Company or whatever. No, they're like in New Jersey or something.
Ocean City, Maryland Comic Con,
and it's run by
James Doofenduck. So that's our letterer.
Awesome! Oh wow!
Those are the two. Those are the three main ones right now. We will probably be doing some Halloween ones as it gets closer to October.
Love it! Hey guys, check out what Dana and Blair are doing on Kickstarter with Little Zombie Squad. Back to campaign. Spread the love, share the news with your friends, and support this great indie project with two great indie creators. Dana, Blair, great talking with you. Catching up a little bit there, Blair.
Thank you so much.
Excited for your campaign.
Thank you.
Special thanks to Dana and Blair Webb for talking with us at Podcold HQ. Be sure to go check out the Kickstarter campaign for Lil Zombie Squad. You can visit it at bit.ly/LIL Zombie Squad.